Hello and welcome to a sunny Saturday morning. Welcome to Mr. Sal's podcast and at summer season 2022, episode 2, June 18th, 2022. As always, I'd like to thank my daughter for the intro music. I'm not going to say it's a good morning. It's a so-so morning. What a crazy second Saturday, second episode for the summer season of 2022. I woke up to a power outage. We are back to Saturday, our regularly scheduled podcast time for this podcast and my podcast during the school season. It is later than usual. Power went out last night and messed up all kinds of things. Power outside, blew out a plug. My cable box wouldn't show the right time, but I had TV, but no apps, no internet, no telephone. It was craziness over here. So I'm getting things back up and running little by little. So we'll say it's a so-so kind of day. Things are getting back online. Hopefully nothing major is wrong outside. So it's been one of those kind of days. I'm off a little bit. I apologize for that. Speaking of being off a little bit, we're still working on the format. So who knows what this episode or future episodes will bring. I have a rough sketch of what I want to cover today. I've been listening to a bunch of different podcasts. As you, some of you know, I do another podcast for PAECT with a good friend of mine, Mr. Eric Verno. We've had a couple podcasters on. I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts, so I'm borrowing different ideas from those podcasts, trying to incorporate into this podcast and the PAECT pod, which we run for the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. Check that out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and anywhere you find great podcasts. So, a lot to cover. This week we'll cover a little bit on the honor summer reading for US 2, some summer school stuff, how to contact me once again, a little bit of a rehash of last week. I'll have some more coffee and some more rambling. So we're going to jump out and have a brief musical interlude while I go grab my coffee, which I left, I don't know where. I have to run around the house and find it. I'll be right back. Listen to this. Okay, and we're back. So, normally this is where the student emails would be, but I didn't get any student emails, so I'm going to jump right into the updates. I'm going to start with the summer school updates this time. We started officially Monday, June 13th. Summer school runs until July 21st, 2022. So, this pertains to both the summer school and my honors reading classes, the honors US 2 classes for the summer reading. I'll have virtual office hours on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you need help, zip me an email anytime, but I'm online from 9 to 10 on Zoom. Send me an email. I'll send you the link. I don't keep that Zoom room open. It's only open during those office hours. Check things out. Now back to my summer school students. One thing I noticed when I was going through and looking at the work, student work, a lot of the open-ended questions, your answers were very brief, and many people were losing buku points, oodles of points, tons of points, lots of points, however you want to phrase it, many, many, many points, by either not answering those questions at all or not following directions and giving me one-word answers or, you know, short phrases. Please read the directions. Directions tell you what you need to answer, what the question is, how you should answer the question, and there are grading guides built into Edgenuity to assist you with writing your answers. Also, Edgenuity tells me if you copy and paste your answers from somewhere else. It does a plagiarism check. So please don't plagiarize. That not only is it illegal, it'll get you thrown out of colleges and penalized. It should be an F for the course, but it will give you a zero on the assessment. So please don't plagiarize. Also, if you have questions, email me. Stop in during office hours. We'll go over stuff. That's what I have these office hours for, is to help you guys out. So check that out. They are Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll pause as I sip my coffee that I found, as I ran around the house looking for it. I was pacing while I was on the phone with the cable company. Armstrong was great. We got everything set up, but as I was pacing around my house, I left my coffee in one of the rooms. Had to find it. It helped my step track. I did almost 3 miles today walking to kind of clear my head in the middle of all the chaos. I went for a walk down the park, and so helped my step total, which is up there pretty good today. Moving on to the honors summer reading updates as I ramble. We're in the second full week of summer break. As I stated before, I sent out an email to all the honor students with the links to the summer reading information. I also asked guidance to know, like, if anybody is added to the course, please let me know so I could send out the summer reading information and all the links. I haven't received if anyone's been added to the course. If you have any questions, please email your questions to me. If you know of anyone who tells you they did not receive the information and the links I sent out, please have them contact me so they can receive the links for the information. Not receiving the links is not an excuse not to get the work done. I sent everything out. Told you guys on Step Up Day that I was sending out those links. I have everyone's email in the system. It showed that everything was delivered. So if you know of someone who doesn't have that information, please, please, please let me know. I'll make sure they get it. There's also hard copies in the office for you. But remember, the hyperlinks on the hard copies don't work because I didn't put them on the Apple paper. We used the regular copy paper, so the links are not active. I would have had to use the new Apple paper for the links, the hyperlinks, to work on the paper. Anyway, that takes care. Use the office hours on Wednesday. Send me emails if you have any questions. I have to check Kaizen to see if anyone signed up. That is an option for you guys if you want help before the end of summer with your writing to see how that goes. You can sign up through Kaizen. It's free. And push that stuff out. Push your papers out and I can give you some feedback. I'm not going to grade it, but I will help you out. Normally I would go into another musical interlude and then get into some fun stuff like the optional enrichment assignment of the week or the dad joke of the week, but those unfortunately are not going on over the summer. I know. But too much is going on. I don't even know who's listening to these podcasts. I know I have a great international audience because I get all kinds of emails from overseas in languages I do not understand, but I'm fairly certain they're telling me how cool the podcast is. Although I did have a rich uncle that I didn't even know existed from somewhere in Africa leave me money. They just needed my bank account information. Instead, I sent them a stamp and actually a self-addressed stamped envelope. They could just send the check my way. So hopefully that gets here shortly. But outside of that, not sure how many of you are listening to my podcast. So school announcements, going to move on to that. We are out for summer. A lot of you guys have summer reading or summer assignments for your honors classes. If you have any questions, email your teachers. Summer school students, if you have any questions, email me. Everyone, regardless of whether you're in summer school doing honors projects or not doing honors projects, have a safe and enjoyable summer. This weather is crazy, super hot this week. Now it's cold, super windy. Who knows what's going on? Rest up, recharge, enjoy your summer. Take care of yourselves. I do have a club I want to you know, get you guys interested in. It's called What's Up New Brighton. It's an internet, student-driven internet show. Think about that, especially if you're in my class, you get extra credit besides the food and snacks and fun time of making a show about the school and the community that you control and drive. So think about that. We run that during the school time. If you don't have study halls, it meets after school when available, has, you know, open times throughout the day. You can come in and work in the room. We also have a TikTok channel for What's Up New Brighton, so check that out. That link will be pushed out. It is on the class wiki. It is on my webpage. I will make sure all of those links are updated. So I'm going to go into a brief musical break while whenever I grab my coffee, I forgot to refill it. So I'll be back. Hold on a second. This music is what I made with GarageBand. Since I'm recording in the dining room right next to the coffee pot, it was not a long break. I'm going to get ready to wrap up the podcast, and I want to mention several things. I always mention these organizations and websites at the end of my podcast because they are very worthy of mention. First, all the ideas, jokes, comments, rants, raves, random musings, they're mine and mine alone, not those of any other entity or organization. If you like something, please let me know. If you dislike something, please let me know. I accept constructive criticism kindly. I appreciate it. So don't blame other people or organizations. Second, you know, PAACT, I mentioned earlier, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAACT.org to see what's going on in the educational technology world around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. That's PAACT.org. Also, check out the PAACT Pod. I mentioned that earlier. It's a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAACT. Interview interesting guests and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. I am a co-host along with Mr. Eric Verno. We just had a podcast episode this past Thursday. It's usually the third Thursday of the month. We had the second Thursday because a bunch of people are going to ISTE. It's an International Educational Technology Conference. And we had a fantastic guest. Oh, wait, I am just stumbling through things today. We had Mr. Jeff Bradbury on, and he runs several educational podcasts, one for ISTE. He has the TeacherCast podcast, which talks about teacher tools, Tech Coach podcast, all kinds of the ISTE Edge podcast. We had him on as a guest. And got some good ideas from him. He will be down in ISTE. Eric Verno, some other people will be down in ISTE in New Orleans. I was hoping I could go. So we moved the podcast this week. But we go to these conferences, get all kinds of good ideas on how to integrate technology effectively in the classroom. It's not about the tools. It's not about the technology. It's about the teaching ideas and how to incorporate technology. And that's what PAACT does. So check us out. Check out the PAACT Pod. Subscribe. PAACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that reaches out to the outside world. My home phone was not connecting to the outside world, so it wouldn't have done me any good this morning, but now I'm good to go. Same with 211.org. Any device that reaches the internet, which was not happening in the Salvucci household this morning, 211.org or 211 on any phone that reaches the outside world, call them, put them in your browser, Find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. Get in touch with a person. They will help you. Be you an individual or family in need. They'll get you in touch with people that can help you out with your situation. Please reach out and use this fantastic resource. Also, with all the storms and traffic and construction going on, check out 511PA.com. It's a great resource for travelers, especially during construction season. Wintertime, they give you live tracking of snow plows. They have live cameras so you can see live camera shots on the interstates and major state roads so you can see updates on traffic and road conditions. Check out 511PA.com. It's a great traveling website. Keep it on my phone. Use it. Use it numerous times throughout the year whenever I travel. And that pretty much wraps things up. For not having much to say, I've rambled for over 16 minutes and 29 seconds. We're going to wrap up this week's show. Probably ramble a few more seconds here. Have a great rest of your summer. Stay warm today. Stay hydrated. Next week, we're back up to super hot temperatures. If you have any questions about summer school or your honors US 2 summer reading projects, email me. I have the office hours on Wednesday through Zoom. I'll send you the link once you reach out to me. Dramatic pause with the coffee. If you have questions about other classes, reach out to those teachers. Enjoy your summer. I'll be back again next Saturday, hopefully without all the drama and chaos of downed technology. Take care. Once again, I would like to thank my daughter for the music. She did the first musical interlude and the intro and outro music. The theme podcast theme is coming up right now. Take care, everybody.